In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Over the course of each of the 3-year-long cycles of readings for Sundays, so years A, B, and C, the general rule is that the first reading and gospel follow the same theme, more or less. In the readings for this weekend, the alignment of the first reading and gospel could not be more clear. Both underscore two realities. First, the virtue of gratitude is absolutely essential for those who truly seek a living relationship with God and his people. Second, sadly, the vast majority of those whom the Lord seeks do not return to give thanks. The vast majority of us are not as grateful as we should be. Given this theme of thanksgiving, I'd like to look through the lens of these readings at our own supreme act of thanksgiving, that is, the Most Holy Eucharist, which word, of course, signifies giving thanks. The Holy Eucharist, in the words of the Second Vatican Council, is the source and the summit of the life and mission of the Church. That is, it is from the Holy Eucharist that the Church receives her strength and vigor, and it is toward the Holy Eucharist that all of the Church's action flows. Every aspect of our lives as Christians can and should revolve around our time with the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. All of the prayers and sacrifices we make over the course of the week gain infinite value in being offered in union with the sacrifice of the Mass. We declare this every week at the offertory when the priest says, "Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God." What is your sacrifice but the sum total of all the prayers and works and sacrifices that you have made over the week? And their value is amplified into eternity because they are joined to the infinite value of the sacrifice of Jesus made really, truly, and substantially present on the altar. The only reason why we're here, at least the only reason we should be here, is we know by faith that the Son of God is truly here, just as he is in heaven, only under the appearance of bread. A couple of months ago, the Pew Research Center released the results of a study among American Catholics. The study was disheartening at best and extremely painful at worst. The study, which surveyed more than 10,000 American Catholics of all ages, races, socioeconomic and educational levels, found the belief in the real presence of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist is at an all-time low. Specifically, 31% of Catholics in this country, so less than a third, actually believe the Church's teaching about transubstantiation, that super fun word we all learn in CCD. That is, the doctrine that holds that after the consecration, the substance of bread is entirely replaced with the substance of Christ's body, and the substance of wine is entirely replaced with the substance of Christ's blood. Only 31% of American Catholics believe this most fundamental teaching of the Church. When I say the Church, I mean the Lord Jesus himself, all throughout the 6th chapter of John's Gospel. This is the type of thing that made our Lord weep in the days before his death. Now, given such a number, it's no surprise that so few Catholics make it a priority to attend Sunday Mass each week. If all our local parishes have to offer is some bread and wine to pass around, well, we can do that at home, most likely with better bread and better wine. But this study offers an even more distressing number. The headlines sought to ease concerns by stating that a majority of American Catholics who regularly attend Sunday Mass believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Now that sounds great, except for the fact that by majority, the study means 63%. So to be clear, More than one-third of Catholics who attend Mass weekly or more do not believe that Jesus is truly present in the Holy Eucharist that they receive. That's nothing short of alarming. Now, none of us believes as we should. We're all called by the Lord to proclaim each day with the Father in Mark's Gospel, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." We have to pray each day for an increase in faith so as to more fully enter into the mystery of the Holy Eucharist, which above all other sacraments is the mystery of faith. But what are some concrete steps that we can take to spread and demonstrate our faith in the Lord's Eucharistic presence? The first thing is to receive Holy Communion worthily. If we are conscious of grave sin, mortal sin, including having missed Mass previously without a serious reason, we must not receive Holy Communion. If we are in an irregular marriage situation, that is, if we are living in an intimate relationship outside the sacrament of matrimony, we must not receive Holy Communion. Approaching the Blessed Sacrament while in a state of sin brings no benefit, but only compounds our sin with that of sacrilege. If you find yourself in need of confession, confessions are heard in this parish every day of the week. And I know Father Wilson is always available for an appointment if that's needed. If you're in an irregular marriage situation, please make an appointment to meet with him or one of the deacons about it. More often than not, there's a remedy for those situations. The second thing is to recollect ourselves at Mass and to do everything to receive the Lord with reverence. In the Western Church, the normative method for receiving Holy Communion is still to receive directly on the tongue. Such reception humbles us as we allow ourselves to be fed, and it avoids most chances for the sacred host to fall on the floor. The traditional posture of kneeling, although uncommon, is also to be encouraged for those who desire it. For those who choose to make use of the permission to receive Holy Communion in the hand, the Church asks us to place one hand on top of the other and to immediately place the sacred host into our mouth. If for whatever reason you only have one hand available, please allow the minister to simply place the host directly into your mouth. And finally, please never be in a hurry as you receive Holy Communion. All too often I'll be trying to give someone communion and they'll already be walking away by the time the host gets into their hand. The final step we can take is to spend time with the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament outside of Sunday Mass. Whether we can attend an occasional weekday Mass, adoration, or simply popping into a church for a brief visit, if we truly believe that our best friend, our Savior, lives right here and in every Catholic church in the world, let us spend some quality time with him. Spending time with the one we love, the one who first loved us, that's how we cultivate the spirit of gratitude called for by Jesus today. This is how we develop an attitude of gratitude, a truly Eucharistic spirit that will impel us to bring the fruits of our communion to everyone we meet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us stand and profess our faith. I believe.